We are Daf Chavtes Samed Beis. Let us start again from Lafuki, from the middle of the Yomad. Lafuki Mehai Tane. That means our Mishnah that says that Bo Alachaisai, Bo Alamamzeres is a Chiyiv Knas. So this is Chaylek on a Tane of a Baraisa. We learned in the Baraisa, the Loisi Aleisha. It says by a ma'anis as a isha, it says v'loi siya le'isha. Shimena teimoni oima isha sheyesh bo havaye. Shimen b'menashya oima isha oruyo le'kaimo. He says, what is the taish of v'loi siya le'isha? It's my benayu. What is the difference if you darshan ruuyo le'kaimo or bas havaye? Amar Rav Zeire, mamzeres unesine ike binayu. The nafkemina will be mamzeres unesine. Lemanda omar yesh bo havaye. If you learn half of a loy seal, the isha she has to be a bas havaye. Onami yesh bo havaye. So there'll be knas. Lemanda omar ruye lekaima, haina ruye lekaima. Fragt die Gemorre oder Rabbi Kiva, da Oma in Kedushin Teufzen Bechai Ve'lavim, Mai Benai. According to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Kedushin is not Teufz Bechai Ve'lavim, so Memele, a Mamzeres, is also a Lav Ba'asavaya. Is Mai Benai. So the Gemorre says, Ike Benai, Almonu Lekoyin Godu, Kerab Simoy. So nafkemina will be by Almona Lekayin Godel. That there, Kedushin is Teifes. So if you darshin lav bas havaye, need a bas havaye, so Almona Lekayin Godel is a bas havaye. If you darshin ri lekaimo, so Almona Lekayin Godel is not ri lekaimo. The sign ye Rab Simoy Oima, in Akel Aise Rabbi Kiva Mamzeirem Chutz Mi Almona Lekayin Godel Shrei Omra Teure Lo Yikach Velo Yechalo Chilulim Uwaise Be'ein Aise Mamzeirem. And let us see Rashi. So Rashi says Lafuki Mehaitane Masnisen Diktoni Yesh Knas Lamamzeret Ulach Aise Lafuki Mehaitane. That brings down a Machlokes. If there is a knas by a lav bas havaye, if there is a knas by an eruya lekaime, sheyesh bo havaye, shekdushin toivsin loibo, prat la'achoisoi. So according to Shimon HaTeimoni, you need a bas havaye, so a'achoisoi will, there won't be knas by if it's ma'anis a'achoisoi. L'chol chai v'krisis, yafinim b'kdushin, shen kdushin toivsin ben b'peg shlishi, Umash Melei, Shimon HaTeimoni understood, V'loi Siya Le'isha Loshen Havayas Kedushin, that she should be Abbas Havayas Kedushin, and therefore, as we learn out, the Parsha of Knas is only by Abbas Havaye, Lafuki Chai Bekrisis. Rab Shimon Ben Menashe, Mash Melei Tiya Loshen Kiyum, V'loi Siya Le'isha, she should remain an Isha. So therefore, a mamzeres that is not permitted to remain his isha, so that's nismayit from v'loisi elisha. Honami isbo avayis, and afkemin biba mamzeres in the scene, dukdushin toivsin b'chai v'elav, v'osim yaliflo. L'rabbi kive do'oma in kdushin toivsin b'chai v'elav, b'yivomis b'achilos b'braise, Hamarze Grushosoi, Rabbi Kiva Oimar, Ein Loibo Kedushin, he doesn't have Kedushin. Mai Benayu, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Menashe Koperichlo. So the Kasha is on Rabbi Shimon Ben Menashe. The Ilu Shimon HaTeimoni, Shemin Aleibi Yevon, Mr. Poligalei, the Rabbi Kiva. He says, we know Kloshim Natimoni holds that only Chayve Krisis Kedushin is in Teifes. Chayve Lav Kedushin is Teifes. On Shimon HaTeimoni, there's no Kashe. That the Kashe is, פולגוי דלקיבה בודסטן איזה ממזה כושר בו ששו בו לא יוב הייתי ברבי קיבה שמנעתי מוני יום הכושר אחרי יוב נעלוב כורס בידי שמיים אלא רבי שמי במנשי כבאין עלו לגמור איזה אסקינג אספלוס יסביר לרי כרבי קיבה If Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds like Rabbi Akiva, Ma'ike ben Mashmo'use detiye loshen kiyem l'mashmo'is de Shimon Atamoni. That means he was Machadesh, but Lois Yelisha means that she should be Isha Ru'uya l'kaima. Why do we need this new taich? What is the nafkemina between this taich or Shimnat Timoni's taich? Inami mashmelei l'Rab Shimon b'menashe loshen avayis, also imitlo mamzer, mamzeres. Uma ben ru'uyo l'kaime l'yesh bo havaya. Why was it necessary to be mechadish, a new taich? In loisi l'ishem, If in the taich of Shimon HaTimoni, also I'm a mayit mamzeres. So the Gemara says, you need this new translation of Vlois Yelisha to say that there's no knas by Almona L'Koyen Gotel. The Moide Bo Rabbi Kivish, Shikdushin Taibson Leibo. Fa'av al-pi Shiba La'af, Uche Rav Samoy, Vu'adin Grusha Lehedye. In HaKoyl, Kol Anei Lodim, Mechai V'Lavim, is Rabbi Kiva Isa Mamzeirim, Chutz, von Amonu Lekoyen Godu, Ilo Yikach, Besomach Loi, Velo Yechalo Zaroi, Bidin Kune Hu Mechalo Loi. Is Mechalo the children, Bidin Kune, Velo Yishem Mamzeiris Aloyen. Let us see Taisvis. Le Rabbi Kiva Da Oma, So Taisvis asks, Vafal Gav, the Rav Shimon HaTimoni, Polik Behedye Arabi Kiva Ba'achelet. Ocho, the Rav Shimon B'Menashe Porich. The Gemara's Kash is Rav Shimon B'Menashe. The Isova, Ki Arabi Kiva, if he holds, like Arabi Kiva, my Benayu, Perish, Beinoi, the Rav Shimon HaTimoni. What's the difference between Rabbi Shimon HaTimoni? The Minokat Ru'uyo Lekaimo. Since he said a drosh of Ru'uyo Lekaimo, Bulo Inokat Sheyesh Bo'avaya, Mashme, the Yesh She'ein Ru'uyo Lekaimo, V'yesh Bo'avaya. Now, if we'll be Medayik, the Loshen of Rashi and Tosfos, we will see something very interesting. When Rashi, both of them say the kashes on Rav Shimon ben Menashe. If Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds like Rabbi Kiva, so my binayu. So Rashi says, my ike isvira like Rabbi Kiva, my ike bein mashmo'uso detiye loshen kiyem. The mashmo'is to Shimon HaTimoni. That means he was machadish anu mashmo'is. What is the difference between this mashmois and this mashmois? Every chayv alavan is alav asvisis kedushin. So what is nischadish with this mashmois? So Rashi learns sham de kasha, my binayu. What is the difference between this his mashmois and the other mashmois? Taisva seems to be saying the Gemara's kasha is. My binayu perish beinoi l'Rav Shimon HaTimoni. What is the difference between him and Rav Shimon HaTimoni? What's the machlokes between them? Now, the Ranach says that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I'd like to say for a few minutes what the machlokes is. There's a meiridike mishnah melech and hilchas nara psula. That says as follows. He says the Shitas HaRambam is, and this could very well be Shitas Rashi also. The Shitas HaRambam is that a Nesine, and this is Rashi's Shita, that a Nesine is only Osami Darabonon. We hear a Machloikis Rashi in Tosfos. If a Nesine is Osami Darabonon Mishum Gzeres David, that Shitas Rashi, and Tosfos learns that there's a deraisa de ke isa av lois ischat in bon. So the Mishnah Melech says that the Rambam Shita is in Lachayra who had in its Rashi Shita also, that even though on the Sine, the Gemara, let us say before the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara says, what's the difference between Shimon HaTimoni, Rav Shimon ben Menashe, Mamzeres and Nesine Ike Binayim. The difference will be Nesine. Let's talk about Nesine. That what? That according to Rav Shimon ben Menashe, by a Nesine, there's no knas because she's a isha she'ain a ruyolo. Ay, min ha-teire she's ruyolo, but mit ha-rabonon she's not ruyoloi. So since midarabonon she's not ruyoloi, so there's also no knas. That means I ruya midarabonon, there's also no knas. That is pshatn argimore according to Rashi. According to Toisvis, we don't have to say such a shtik teire. According to Toisvis, is a deraisa de kaleisis chatein by in the scene. So according to Toisvis, on the scene, according to Rav Shimon ben Menashe, there's no knas because there's a loisis chatein. She's ain't a ruyula. And according to Shimon HaTimoni, she's a bas havai. Fine. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, my binayu. If Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds like Rabbi Kiva, and by Chai Ve'Lavin, it's also not Toifus Kedushin, my binayu. So let us see for 1 minute. Zuk the Mishnah LeMelech, if we would learn like Toifus, that my binayu is, what is the difference? Toifus says, my binayu, what is the difference between Rav Shimon ben Menashe and Shimon HaTimoni. I know what the difference is. What's the machloikis? What's the machloikis between them? The machloikis is Nesine. Because Afilu Shimon ben Menashe holds, like Rabbi Kiva, that Chai V'Lavan is not Taifis Kedushin, but in Nesine it's Icha Taifis Kedushin. Nesine is Gzeiris David. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara asks Akasha, if Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds like Rabbi Kiva, my binayu. So if my binayu means, where will we have a machloikis between Shimon ben Menashe and Shimon HaTimoni? So you know what the teretz is? Nesine. That's the difference. A Nesine is only Gzeiris David. It's a isha shein eruyeloi, even though it's ein eruye midarabonon, but the Rambam and Rashi hold that there's also no knas, it's ein eruyeloi. So mamela, so a nesin, what we said before is still good. A nesin, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe, there will not be knas. According to Shimon HaTimoni, there will be knas, because she's a bas havaya. So what's the kasha? So therefore, Rashi, when Rashi said pshat, my binayu, Rashi did not say like Tosfos, what's the machloikis between Rav Shimon ben Menashe and Shimon HaTimoni? Rashi said that Rav Shimon ben Menashe was machadish anu taich in isha haruyeloi. Why did he have to be machadish this new taich? What is wrong with the other taich? That means, so we're asking, he's saying pshat na posik. Why does he need this pshat in the posik? She can't tell me to tell us nagei anisa darabonon. That was saying pshat in posik. The posik was saying that this is a deraisa dike pshat. If you ask me, a machloikis la haloche, what's that, what machloikis is there in haloche between Rav Shimon ben Menashe and Shimon HaTimoni? So I'll tell you, there is a machloikis in haloche, it's nageya, and the scene. But if I'm asking you a kasha, why we're talking about a taich in a posik, which is negeya deraisa? We're not talking about the rabbonons. So that's why Rashi was meiradik meduyik. Rashi said over here, my binayu, why did Rav Shimon ben Menashe have to be mechadish a new taich in veloisi leisha if lemaisa he holds like a bekiva? So every isha she'ena ruyula is alav basavaya. So why do you have to be mechadish anu taich in posik? That means we're speaking about what the posik means.
If there's no nafkamin in the daraisa, so that's not shat and posik. If there's a nafkamin in the daraisa, it'll be negay the rabbonans also. That's why Rashi, when Rashi said shat the gemoras kashe, Rashi said the kashe was not what's the difference between him and Shimon HaTemoni. No, why was he mechadish a new taich? What's the difference this taich and this taich? Lemaisa, since he holds like Rabbi Kiva, so all noshim she'enem ruyish loya automatically la basavaya. It's the most notice. There's a nisha she'enem ruyish, which is a basavaya. I'm on the coin godo. Ma she'en kein toisves. Toisves holds that nesinim are also min ha-toire because al tlois ischaten. Frech the gemore, but if Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds like Rabbi Kiva, so a nesinim is a la basavaya. So me mele, so my benayu. That's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara said that a fellow, according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Yesh Mamza Mechai V'Lavin, but Amonu L'Koyin Godol, there will not be a Mamza, because it says, Lo Yechalu, Chilulim Hu Oise Ve'ein Oise Mamzeim. Now, let us just be ma'ore, a pertinent ta'ore, and that which this whole Taisvis is going on. The Gemara asked as follows. Shimon HaTemoni says that the poiter of Knas is lav bas tvisis kedushin. Rav Shimon ben Menashe says that the poiter of Knas is Rav Shimon ben Menashe says that the poiter of Knas is Isha Sheina Ru'uyaloi. That's what Rav Shimon ben Menashe says. So the Gemara asks, but if Rav Shimon ben Menashe holds like Rabbi Kiva, so every Isha Sheina Ru'uyaloi is alav bas havaya. Subdushin is in Taifis. So why do you need this new drosha? So the Gemara answers, Almona lekoyin godol is not a mamza. So lechayre, the Gemara is not answering what the kasha was. We are asking a kasha that according to Rav Shimon ben Menashe, kedushin is in taifis. Every chayve lavin kedushin is in taifis. That was pshat the Gemara's kasha. Every chayve lavin kedushin is in taifis. So why do you need a new drosha v'ineruyeloi? So the Gemara says, you need the drosha by amona l'koyin gadol because there's no mamzerim. I'm asking you, kedushin is in taifis. You're telling me because there's no mamzerim. So what is the flow of the Gemara? I'm asking one kasha. You're telling me there's no mamzerim, but kedushin is in taifis. So Tosfos, mashme doho boho talya. If there's no mamzerim, so then kedushin is taifis. Mashme doho boho talya. The kivin doi have imamze, kedushin taifsim. So that's the Gemara's teretz on the kashe. You need a new drosha of isha sheina ruyeloi to be malba filamono l'koyin godol because there kedushin is taifis. Because the Vlad is not a mamza. The chaymash me beperik hacholitz ma'ishes of the leitovsi bo kedushin v'havlad mamza. So it would seem that mamzeres and tovsi bo kedushin go hand in hand. The Rabbi Kiva nami mishum de yalev b'hacholitz de yesh mamza michay v'lavin. Come out, then kedushin tovsim b'chay v'lavin. That the famous Rabbi Kiva that holds that kedushin is in toifis b'chay v'lavim. How did he figure this out? Because he is alim of the yesh mamzer b'chay v'lavim. So if there's mamzeres, so al kocho kedushin is in toifis. Al koponim, so Tosfos is telling us that these two factors are mekusha one with the other. If there's no tvisis kedushin, there's mamzeres. And if there's no mamzeres, al kocho there's tvisis kedushin. The Tema, so Tosfos asks, I'll show you that these two things have no shaykhis. The Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that ein mamzer only from chayve mises bezden. We'll see in Rabbi Yeshua holds that Chai Vekris is Kedushness and Teufis. So you see that Mamzeres and Itvis is Kedushin are two different things. You can't, that one isn't totally in the other. A Chai Vekris is Kedushness and Teufis. A Mamzer, it's not. So now we're back to Akash again. So you want to prove to me that Kedushness Teufis by Amonu Lekoyin Godel because it's not a Mamzer. Could be it's not a Mamzer, but Kedushin isn't Teufis. Just like according to Rabbi Yeshua, these two factors can coincide and exist. Fetame the Rabbi Yeshua Aval Gav the Ein Mamzer Mechai Vekrisis Kidiyalef Beshili Achilis Moide the Ein Kedushin Teivsin Mechai Vekrisis Kidapor Seperkam Gamliel Biyabomis. It's the Chlashmein on the Kedushin Teufsin Bechai Vekrisis. You have to tell us the Kedushin is in Teufis Bechai Vekrisis. So that's Poshit. I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ube Perek HaChoylitz, comma, Del Rabbi Yeshua. This is going to bring Rayas that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Kedushin is not Teufis Bechai Vekrisis. One Raya was from the Gemara Zakasha. You have to tell us the Kedushin is in Teufis Bechai Vekrisis. That's Raya number one. Raya number two. Perik HaChoylitz Koma, the Rabbi Yeshua, Pogom Miyahavi. Habo al HaChoysois, even though the Vlad is not a Mamzer, but it's Pogom Lekune. Mechai Vekrisis. Mishum da Aso Zoyno, because since a Koyin Habo al HaChoysois, so the Vlad is Pogom Lekune, Luna da Kalvachimer from Amonu Lekoyin Godel, the Vlad is Pogum Lakune because just like a model of Kohen Godel, it's a lavshan and shovel bakel, and he's Pogum the Vlad Mikune, Zavade Givis Chai Vekrisus. So the Gemara is the Kasha, Malo Amonu Lakohen Godel, that Malo Amonu Lakohen Godel, Shekain Hi Atzma Mischaleles, so the Gemara says, no, Abo Alocha Yusei, she also becomes this, she becomes a Zayne. Mishum da sozoin, so we see a fellow according to Rabbi Yeshua, a ball of chayse becomes a zayin. Bezayin le havel, a mahanid le topsi, ba kedushin, ki namuchach betmura. That you only a zayin if there's no tvisas kedushin. So we see klar, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no tvisas kedushin by chay vekrisis. The kabarine nami ba chaylitz, a third raya. Hakel moidim bekusi ve'eved habo abas Yisrael havlad mamza. Everyone is moide, bekusi ve'eved, that's bo abas Yisrael, the vlad is mamza. So the Gemara says, man hakel moidim, who is moide? Who is moide by kusi ve'eved? So the Gemara says, Shimon hatimoni. Even though Shimon HaTemoni had said, "Ein mamzer mechai v'lavin," hani mili chai v'lavin, the tofsu bo kedushin. Avul kusi ve'eved loy tofsu bo kedushin. So then he'll be moide that the vlad is a mamzer. So afilu Shimon HaTemoni, who holds ein mamzer elo mechai v'krisus, that's tafke. Because Chai Ve'lavin is Tofsi Bo'Kedushin, Abo Akusi Ve'Ebed Lai Tofsi Bo'Kedushin, so the Vlad will be a Mamza. Period. For Lai Koma, why did the Gemara say, Man Hakel Moidim Rabbi Yeshua? Da'af Al-Gav Do'omar Ein Mamza Me'Chai Ve'Krisis. Hanimi Le'Chai Ve'Krisis, the Tofsi Bo'Kedushin. So Vaistachois, and the Gemara doesn't say that, so Vaistachois, because Chai Vekrisis is also like Tavsi Bo Kedushin. Amud Rabbi Yeshua in Kedushin Tavsim Bo Chai Vekrisis. Vavi Lohochi, Loi Havi Mamza. Lohochi Limotsa Lameimed Amayda Bekusi Ve'Evet. Al Koponim, Taisvis brought a Raya from a few Mekoimis in Yevomis, that we see that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Mamzeres and Tvisis Kedushin are not Mekusha one with the other. It could be you're not a Mamzer, and Kedushin isn't Teufel. So we see from Rabbi Yeshua that one thing isn't Mekusha and the other. So what's Pshat na Gemara? So Tosfos answers, V'yesh loyma. D'le Rab Shimon HaTemoni u'le Rabbi Kiva
Vadai ho boho talye. Shimon Ratemoni, who holds that Kedushness and Teufels b'chaive krisis, and there's mamzeres from chaive krisis. Rabbi Kiva, that holds Kedushness and Teufels b'chaive lavin, there's mamzeres from chaive lavin. So, mamzeres is totally in Tvises Kedushin. The leko midid loitovsi b'kedushin v'avlat kosho. Rak shu doimeleish yosof, abiyitz doimeleish yosof. That means, lefi emes, Ma'ish Yisov, shal Kedushin le'tofes be'ya, v'tofes lachini, lafuki akum, that is le'tofes le'lizdev le'lachini. But al kaponim, if it's a bia of lav, tvises Kedushin, dum yedei Yisov, the vlad is a mamsa. Avo le'Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're 100% right, afa gavdein Kedushin, tofesin, Rabbi Krisis, kidafina b'seifa ima, la'ava mamza, mechaiva misis bezn, kidyaf Rabbi Yeshua b'seifa chaylas. Period. So Memela, so Taisva says, that's true, there's a machlikas tanoim in this. We're talking about Rabbi Kiva. That was Agama speaking about according to Rabbi Kiva. That the Bible says, according to Rabbi Kiva, every chayvi lavin is leitovsi bokadushin. So the Gemara says, no, I'll show you a chayvi lavin that is tovsi bokadushin. I'm on lokoyin godol. How do they know it's tovsi bokadushin? Because the blood is not a mamza. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's takatoli hel boho. According to Rabbi Yeshua, ain't a chanami. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it is not toli hel boho. But Agama is going according to Rabbi Kiva, and it's toli hel boho. So now Tosfos asks, so now we're going to have a very big problem according to Rabbi Yeshua. Avol kosher, the imkain. The Rabbi Yeshua and Kedushin Tovsin ba'almona l'koyin godo l'rov. So according to Rabbi Yeshua will come out a meiridike chiddush. The Kedushin will not be Tovsin ba'almona l'koyin godo according to Rov. The Oma b'peirikamed the Tmura. Rov said ashtik teire. Kol the Omar Rachmone loy Savid, I Ovid loy Mahani. It says, Rove had said, wherever the Torah said, loy Savid does not mean you're not permitted to do it. Loy Savid means you can't do it. You can accomplish. So it says, loy yikach means not. That's what it should mean. Leikach should not mean you're not permitted to marry an almone. You are unable to marry an almone. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, "Va'rehamone lekoyin godo." The Koma Rachmon, according to you, Rove. So according to your guidelines, it should come out. The Koma Rachmon leikach usnan kol mokim. Sheyesh kedushin v'yesh avere kegoyin amono lekoyin godol. So akaponim, the Mishnah says that there's kedushin by amono lekoyin godol. Now according to Rove, how could there be kedushin by amono lekoyin godol? Let us say yovid loy mahani umishani omaloch Rove. I have a raya that there's kedushin. Shani hosam domakro lo yechalo. So now, if you would say that Kedushin isn't Teufis by a Monolokoyin Godel, so the Vlad would be a Mamza. And if the Pasuk says that the Vlad is not a Mamza, Zarayitz Agzeres HaKosim, that here Kedushin is Teufis. So, here you don't say Yovid Loi Mahani. That's very good according to Shimon HaTemoni. According to Rabbi Kiva, they hold that these two things are mekusha one with the other. Mamzeres is mekusha with Itvisus Kedusha. Abba Ula Rabbi Yeshua, Lekalishnu Yehoch, Rabbi Yeshua holds these are two different halachas. Kedushin is in Teufis and Chayve Krisis, and Mamzeres, but not a Mamza. Mamza is only from Chayve Mises Bezden. So Memela, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no raya from this pasuk that you say Yovid Mahani. Could be Yovid Loi Mahani. That Kedushin is not Teufis Almona Lekoyin Godel. Aye, it's not a Mamza. No, it's not a Mamza. So what's the kashuk? It's the taka not a Mamza. Mamzeres is only from Chayve Mises Bezden. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, will be shver this kasha. Period. It's a kasha. Ve'im taima b'kedushin b'soifa oima ki mashkach d'leitovsi kedushin b'eishas ov. The Gemara is mevara that kedushin isn't toifes b'eishas ov. And the Gemara wants to say there's two psukim by Eishes Ov. One pasuk is telling us lechatchila Eishes Ov lo yikach means lechatchila is not allowed to marry. There's another pasuk v'hoysal ish acher v'loy leben is telling us that b'diyevet kedushin is in teifes. Al kaponim, so the Gemara we have here two psukim which Al kaponim teaches us that kedushin is not teifes be'eishes Ov. So the Gemara says, my porechosom, so then the Gemara says, so, ve'eime tavayu be'eshesov. Both psukim, the one posuk la'yikach is telling us, l'holachatchile. The other posuk v'hoysalish acher, v'loy leben, is b'diyevet telling us that kedushin is in teifes. Fine. So the Gemara wanted to say, but only eishes of has this din, that kedushin isn't taifis, and the vlad is a mamza. Amai lo yalef mino, the chol heiche da havi mamza, lo itovsi bo kedushin, kiven da ho bo ho talye, kide pirashno. So, dachsach mir taifis seems to be asking, that let's learn out all arayis from Eishes Oviv, just like Eishes Oviv, the vlad is a mamza, v'loitovsi b'kedushin. Einuch nami, the pasuk is speaking about Eishes Ov. I know two things. One thing I know by Eishes Ov, the vlad is a mamza, and now I know by Eishes Ov is loitovsi b'kedushin. So all arayis dum yed Eishes Ov, the vlad mamza is loitovsi b'kedushin. The Gemara wants to say only Eishes Ov. So why can you learn now from Eishes Ov? That means even though we know that there's mamzeres by Eishes Ov, and even though we know that Kedushin is in Teifes by Eishes Ov, but we will not know by all other rayas, that kati loishamina mamzeres b'shar chai v'krisis, kol kamad le'maisi osam akeshe de rabyoine, dimelo yikach v'lo yigale d'aire b'Eishes Ov v'b'shmeres yovim shal oviv. That what it says, that there's mamzeres by Eishes Ov, which is Chayv Mises Bezn, Ligale Knaf Oviv, which is Eishes Achi Oviv, which is Chayv Ekrisis, Leishamine Mine Mamzeres by Eishes Ish, Uba Achis Ish, even though it's also Chayv Ekrisis, the Eshatali Suram, because it's a gringere Issa. V'chol de Chavosayu. So Memele, Taisus is asking, I could figure out, since I know that there's mamzeres by all chai v'krisis, dum yedeishes ov, and eishes achiyoviv, so automatically, kedushin is in teufis by all chai v'krisis. So Taisus says, I don't know there's mamzeres either by all chai v'krisis. That means these arayis have a choymer ein hetali suram. Mashen kineishes ish, could be, there won't be mamzeres. Achaisisha won't be mamzeres. Aber the b'soif, the maise keish rabyein, os mikol meuch ba'alma kide pirashtim. But after we're makish ol arayis la'dodi, then we could learn out one from the other, because all of them have this, characteristic that kedushin isn't teifus. Even though it's yeshet l'suray, net l'suray. Let's go to the bottom taste with Shishonim. My binayu, teime amayle koma ika binayu, soita she'irso, vizinso tachtov shaloi kedarka. I said, the Gemara is looking for, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara is looking for a case, if Rabbi Shimon Asher looks at Rabbi Kiva, that it's a chayve lavin, and kedushin is taifis. So the Gemara only found the case of Rab Simoy. So Taisvis says, there's a poshut case, Amai Leikomi Kibinayu, Saito, Sheir, so a person married an Isha, he made Eresin, And she was in so tachtov sheloike dalko. She was mezana tachtov. Vigirsho. Now he gave her a get. So lemaise there's a lav. Leyucho balarisha lekacht achi yasheru tamo. The isba havaya lekulam kedamrinen. Pesayif achayla tzakomaydin babala saite shein ablad mamza. The Gemara says afilu Rabbi Kiva is moide. So here we poshe tachay ve'lavan of saite. Why did the Gemara have to go with Rav Samoy? There's enough in the Gemara. Afilu Rabbi Kiva, those kedushin is in teivis b'chay ve'lavan by saite. It is teivis. That's teivis kash. So bekitzer. So where are we up to now? So the Gemara is saying, we have Yamachloikis, Rab Shimon ben Menasye, and Shimon HaTimoni. Shimon HaTimoni says the Ptur Knas is Toliv, she's Alav Bas Havaya. Rab Shimon ben Menasye is Moisif, that Afilu she is a Bas Havaya, but she's not Ruya Lekaima, there's also no Knas. The Gemara says if he holds like Rabbi Kiva, so what case is he speaking about? Speaking about Amon Lekayin Godol, which is a Bas Havayin, ain't a Ruya Lekayim. Frek the Gemara. Ule Rabbi Yeshevov, the Oma, Boyu V'nitzoyach Alakiva Ben Yosef, Sho Yoyma Kol She'ein Loi Biya B'Yisrael Havlad Mamza. Rabbi Yeshevov said, we have to go and fight with Rabbi Kiva. He says, Rabbi Kiva Sheklach, he's Ma'alba Mamzerim B'Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Kol She'ein Loi Biya B'Yisrael, that means wherever there is an Isser Biya, there's Mamzeris. So Rabbi Yeshevov said, we have to disagree with him. Al Koponim, Rabbi Yeshevov said, Alibid Rabbi Kiva, wherever there is an Isser Biya, there is Mamzeris. So in other words, so that means Amon Lekayin Godol, and wherever there's an Isser Biya, any Isser Biya, there's Mamzeris. So Memele, and if there's Mamzeris, that means there's no Tvisis Kedushin. So according to Rabbi Yeshevov understood that according to Rabbi Kiva, wherever there's an Isser Biya, there's no Tvisis Kedushin. Kol shein lo biya b'Yisrael havlad mamza, and there's no tvisas kedushin. So now we're back to our old kasha. So if Rab Shimon ben Menashe holds like Rabbi Kiva, so why does he have to be moisif? There's a new halacha of isha ruya lo legabi knas. The old halacha, lav bas havaya, that alone will make that all noshim when there's an isha biya, there's no knas because every yisabi is a lav bas tvisas kedushin. So why do we need a new limud of isha ruuyalai? So the Gemara says, ike binayu chai ve'ese mitzri va'adoimi. Nafkemina will be chai ve'ese. That means that he's only Rabbi Yeshevov just wanted to disagree with Rav Samoy. Rav Simoy said that afil according to Rabbi Kiva, the Chai Ve'lavan, the Kahuna, is Teifes Kedushin. So Rabbi Shevev says, no, according to Rabbi Kiva, even the Chai Ve'lavan of Kahuna is not Teifes Kedushin. That's what he's Cholek on Rav Simoy. But Chai Ve'ese, afil according to Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin is Teifes. So Memele, so very good. So Vaita, we have an afgemina between Rab Shimon ben Menasi and Shimon HaTimoni by Chai Ve'ese. If a person was Ma'anes, a Chai Ve'ese is the Achiv Knas. According to Rab Shimon ben Menasi, since here Kedushin is Taifis, and since it's Isha and Abu Yalai, there's no Achiv Knas. So the Gemara says, Hon Nicho l'Rabbi Yeshevov ilafuki mitayme d'Rab Samoy kosi. You said a very good teretz. If Rabbi Yeshevov just came to be chaylik Rav Samoy, that means that Rav Samoy said that afil according to Rabbi Kiva chay v'lavan de kohune is taifas dushin. He said no. Rabbi Kiva said kol shein lei biya b'Yisrael all chay v'lavan, including chay v'lavan de kohune. So then, I'll buy what you're telling me, but I feel according to Rabbi Yeshev, I believe that Rabbi Kiva Chai Ve'yes, the Kedushin is Teif, the Shaper. Ele Yitayim Edinav Sheikom Al, but,
if Rabbi Yeshayvov is not going on Rab Samoi, Rabbi Yeshayvov said a statement that Rabbi Kiva holds that all Isurei B'Yekdushin is in Taifis. That's what Rabbi, he has nothing to do with Rab Samoi. Ali Taima de Navshe Koma, Kol She'ein Loi B'ya B'Yisrael, this is very inclusive, Havlad Mamza Vafilu Chai Veyese, because he said a very inclusive statement. Mai Binayu, Frag de Gemore, Soi Bezoi, according to Rabbi Yeshiva, Valibe de Rabbi Kive, that said, all Isurei B'ya, including Chai Veyese, Kedushin is in Teufis, Havlad Mamza, Kedushin is in Teufis. So now we're back to the old Kasha. So what is the difference between Rab Shimon ben Menashe and Shimon HaTemoni? Every Iser Bia, which is Eini Ruyi L'Kaimo, is automatically a Lava species Kedusha. So the Gemara says, Iki Benaya Bu'ula L'Koyin Godel. Chai V'Ese is Take Not Teufis Kedusha. You're right. Mitzri V'Adoimi is not Teufis Kedusha. But Bu'ula L'Koyin Godel is Teufis Kedusha. Frag de Gemore Umayshne. What, all of a sudden, what is the difference in Bula Lekoyin Godel? So the Gemore says, the Havalei Esay She'enoi Shove Bakel. It's an Esay She'enoi Shove Bakel. So that's why there's no Mamzeris. Because it's an Esay She'enoi Shove Bakel. Now, just for 1 minute, I'd like to say over a Gevaldike Ha'ore from Rabbi Kevege. Now let us understand what Rabbi Yeshayvov said, and then we'll begin to understand that we don't understand what Rabbi Yeshayvov said. Now, the Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushin is not Teufis B'chai Ve'lav. Where did Rabbi Kiva get this from? Rabbi Kiva got this from, the Pasuk says, La'yikach ishes eishes oviv la'yigale knaf oviv. Legalik naf oviv means anusas oviv. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lav on anusas oviv. And it says legalik naf oviv. Right afterwards it says leyavi mamza bekal Hashem. So Rabbi Kiva said that from all chayve lavin, the vlad is a mamza. That's where Rabbi Kiva got it from. Fine. Now, according to Rabbi Yeshayvov, who adin chai ve'ese? Where did Rabbi Kiva get that chai ve'ese vlad mamza? Where do you have to get it from someplace? The pasuk speaking about, it says, v'lo yigale knaf oviv, the vov is marba chai ve'ese. Right, this is a gemara in Yevomis, according to Rabbi Yeshayvov, so vov is marba chai ve'ese. Fine. So now, according to Rabbi Yeshayvov, Chai v'ese, also avlad mamza. Rek the Gemore. So what about, but? Abu'ula l'koin godl is not. Why not? Chai v'ese, but. No, it's different than chai v'ese. This is any shove bakel. Fine. But, different. So the vav is malbe shove bakel. This is any shove bakel. Fek Rabbi Kiveger. So let's talk about amona l'koin godl. But amona l'koin godl you hold. That is a mamza. That's poshut. Listen, the posuk is speaking about anusas oviv. Anusas oviv is shavu bakel. So we have v'lo yigale knaf oviv. So when it comes with the lo yigale knaf oviv, so there Rabbi Yeshayvov says, no, it's speaking about chay v'lavim the shavu bakel. Oh, the name is shavu bakel. Listen, don't have to be such a yekep. So it's speaking about comes to chay v'lavim. Boom. All chai v'lavin. When it comes to chai v'ese, no, you know, it's only speaking, the vav is only speaking about shavu bakel. Ain't a shavu bakel. So Rabbi Kevege wants to say, lulei de mistafine, he says, I would say as follows. That what the Gemara calls bula l'kayin godl, ain't a shavu bakel, the Gemara means to say as follows. It means that Taisus in Yevomis, he says that by Bu'ula L'Koyin Godel, the Issa is only on the Koyin Godel, not on the Bu'ula. By all Isurim, by Amona L'Koyin Godel, the Issa is on both. So he brings a Taisus in Yevomis, If this is on both, that's called Shavah Bakel. It's only Noig by Kahanim, but that's called Shavah Bakel. Taisva says, Tumis Koyanim, which is Noig by Schorim and not by Mekavis, that's called Einei Shavah Bakel. That already, that means by Kahanim Guf is Chorim and not Nekavis, that already is called Einei Shavah Bakel. So Rabbi Kevege wants to say that this is really called, that means in this Bia Hasure Gufe, he's not allowed to and she's permitted. So Mamela, that's already a Mu'uyim Dike Isel. All Isure Bia L'chayre go on both. Both of them are, this is the only Isel Bia that only he's Mitzuv and she's not Mitzuv. So this is a very Gringer Isel. So here, Rabbi Yesheva holds that the Vlad is not Mamsa. Now let us see Rashi. Boyo v'netzoyach al Akiva ben Yosef, shemarbe mamzerim b'Yisrael chinam. It's Rabbi Yesheva said, you have to realize what Rabbi Akiva is doing to Klal Yisrael, and we have to fight him once and for all. Shuayim makol shein lebiya b'Yisrael, abo alisha shein lo boheta biya, havlad mamza, filamon l'koyen godol nami. Say, bezoi, so what's the chilek between Rab Shimon ben Menashe and Shimon HaTemoni? So, well, it says, chavi eschi mitzri v'adoymi, besoich shloyshe doyres, d'chsiv d'r shlishi yovei lahem, d'r sheini loy, v'lav abo mechlal asay, asay. Aniche, I Rabbi Yesheivov, Hai kol shein lehet abir de kom alibir de Rabbi Kiva lav klola kail. He's not saying a generality that all the Yisuri abir kedushnas and taifas have lad mams. Ela fuki mi de Rab Samoy. He just wants to be chaylik a Rab Samoy lechu de yosel. Vachai vi laven hu de pligi. Lasufi chai vi laven de kohune. Avu shum chai vi esel loy hoisif. So it's very good. So Mamelis and I know Maike Bain Reb Shimon Ben Menashe and Shimon HaTimoni. Shabbat Sino Maike Benai, the Shimon HaTimoni, Reb Shimon Ben Menashe, Chai Ve'yes. Elo Ilava the Rab Samoi Koim. V'taimam, but he's not going Rab Samoi. V'taimam the Nav Shekom Al B'Shem Rabbi Kiva. Sheko Shein Lehet Abiyah B'Isha Zuav Lad Mamza Maike Lameima. So the Gemara says, Bula Lekoyin Govu. She'ein bo lav the almonis v'geirish, and it's only an esse. She's not an almone. She's not a grusha. Ele esse the besula v'loi at besula yikach v'loi beula. So a beula lekoyin godel is a kedushin is taifis, and it's not a mamsa. V'im toima. So taifis says yesh kan lav the zoyne. So Rashi asked, there's a love of Zayne. So means every Ba'ula is, should be a love, Tvisas Kedushin, because of Zayne. So what did you accomplish? Every Ba'ula is a Zayne. So Rashi says, Le'ashkechen tane doma poni abo pnuya so Zayne el rabaloza v'lasilche se kebose. So you have already a hechetimtze of a ba'ula that is only a chai ve'ese, not a chai ve'laven. And there, Rabbi Sheva holds, alibe da Rabbi Kiva, the vlad is not a mamza. Now, Sarashi has another problem. So how can we say their machloikis is by Abula Lekoyin Godol, the whole parsha of Ma'anis, she has to be Absula. So Rashi says, Abula Shleikedarka Ayir. It's speaking about Abula Shleikedarka. Dikedarka Suleke Knas. So it means Abula Shleikedarka. Let us see Taisvis. Ila Fuki Midarab Semoi Kosu. Aces. So Taisvis did not, the Gemara did not know. Rabbi Yesheivov had said that Rabbi Kiva made mamzerim from all Yisurei Biyah. The Gemara did not know if he means only to be Moisef Chai V'Lav and Dekune, or does he also mean to be Moisev Chai V'Yeser? The Gemara didn't know. Hanicha, if he holds, if he's going Rab Samoy. The Gemara, but did not know Pshat and Rab Yeshevov. That means we could clear what Pshat and Rab Yeshevov is. Tema, Factoises, I'll prove to you that Rab Yeshevov holds that according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no suffix, according to Rabbi Kiva, Yesh Mamza Mechai V'Yeser. I'll prove it to you. How will I prove it to you? Tivshei to Rabbi Yeshiva of Taima Dinavshei Koma, and he holds Afilu by Chai Ve'Yesa, the blood is a mamza. Aliba de Mandiyom per Kama de Yevomis. Now, there's a Mandiyom per Kama de Yevomis that says, Habo al Yevimtoi, V'chozar ubo echot min ha'achim al Tzoroso, be'esei. Now, let us, elaborate for 1 minute. There's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan in Reish Lakish in Yevomis. If a ach of a Yevom is boil atzore, is there eishes ach or an essay? Is there an eishes ach or an essay? By the Yevom, there's zicher an essay. By Yisechud who boine veine boine shnei batim. So if the Yavam will be boil the tzore, the zicher an essay. If the ach will be boil the tzore, it's a machloik as Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says shlichusa da achim kovid. So memele, so just like by the Yavam, there's an essay on the tzore, who adin by the brothers. According to Reish Lakish, there's eishes och for the brothers and the tzor. Fine. Okay, now. So the Gemara says, Taisus has a Gemara in Yevomis, but the Gemara says, Ike alibe de man de yoma, taim nafshikom alibe de man de yoma, that this man de yoma is Rabbi Yochanan, beperikame de Yevomis, habo al yevimtoi, v'choza obo echod mina achim al tzarose be'esei. So now, an ach will be boil atzore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's an essay. Fine. That's a Gemara in Yevomis. Now, that is a Mishnah Ram Gamliel, dos nan beperik Ram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel oimer, de'ein bila acha bila, which means that if they were miyabim the Yevomis, and now they want to be, or let's say the Och wants to be Miyabim the Tzore, it's not Chal. She does not become their wife. Ein Be'ile Achar Be'ile. That means it's not Chal. The Be'ile isn't Chal, you don't need anything, it's not his wife. Then Be'ile Achar Be'ile. Now, how do we understand this Aloche? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan holds, if an ach will be bo al atzore, there's an essay. And here the Mishnah says that the Klushna is in Typhus. So how do we understand, how do we understand the Mishnah? Is al kolchoch, is oiskishpart from this Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshevov taime de navshe koma, that Rabbi Yeshevov is coming to tell us not only to be Moisev Chai V'Lav and the Kohunim. Rabbi Yeshevov is coming to tell us that by Chai, according to Rabbi Kiva, Chai V'Eseh, Havlad Mamzeh, Kedushnes and Teifes. That's the only way I can understand the Mishnah. Al Kochach Rabbi Yeshevov, Taime de Nav Shekoma, V'Avahosom, in that Mishnah is Ke Rabbi Yeshevov, that Mishnah that says, Ein Bila Achabila, then Kedushnes and Teifes, and Bechai yeah. So therefore, if one Yavam made Yibum, so on the other Tzores, you can't do anything with them anymore, because Ein Bila Achabila. Why? Because Akolchach, the only way I can understand Pshat in the Mishnah is according to that it's going according to Rabbi Yeshiva Valiba the Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Kedushin is in Teifis Bechai Ve'Yeser. The Gemara explains over there, the Mishnah says, that if one Yavam made chalitza in one yevome, so now you cannot make yibum in her. So Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, you can't make yibum her, you can't make yibum in the tzorah. Omar Rav Yudah Marav, Zud Divrei Rabbi Kiva, this Mishnah only makes sense, Alibed Rabbi Kiva, Domei Kedushin Tovsin, Bechai V'Lav. So we see that Mishnah is not going according to everyone. It's only going according to Rabbi Kiva. Now the same Mishnah says in Achebi Leklum, and the only way we can understand this Mishnah Alibe de Rabbi Yochanan is if we hold that Rabbi Yeshiva is going according to Rabbi Yeshiva Alibe de Rabbi Kiva, that Kedushin is in Tevis Bechai V'Yaseh. Umistome hoch alibe de kulalme misafkele itaime de navshe komar ilaf. Argemore is like, it's, argemore is in the luften. Argemore doesn't know, I don't know, Pshat, Rabbi Sheva is only going to Rav Simoy, he's only talking about Chayvi Lav and the Kune, or maybe Rabbi Sheva is also going by Chayvi Yes also. Argemore did not know. What do you mean you don't know? If you hold that a tzoras yevome is an eser, and the Mishnah says ein bila acha bila, so this gespart that Rabbi Sheva, the only way I can understand the Mishnah is only alibe the Rabbi Yeshiva, alibe the Rabbi Kiva, and that's this gespart in eser, and the condition is in tevis b'chayve yeser. Lekach nire le Rabbeinu tam. The Garcin and Beperikama the Yevomis, that he's moichik, that girse, that there is an esse. No, there's a lav, and every tzoris Yevoma, there's a lav. You see, Beperikama the Yevomis, chadoma belav. That there's a lav of kivin shaloi bono shuv lo yivne. That means, since he was miyabim rochel, there's a lav of lo yivna and lo yivna. That's the Rabbeinu Tam and Yevomis. The same lav shechol atzlachas. If you gave chalitza to one, doma ko asher lo yivne, kivin shlo yibone shuv lo yivne acheres, or chanami kivin shabone shuv shum yivome lo yivne acheres. So bekitzer the Rabbeinu Tam says there's no such gemara that says there's an esa on the tzore. There's a lav, could be there's an esa also, but there's a lav also. There's a lav in the tzore also, so if there's the lav on the tzore, so memele, so that what the Mishnah says, and bila achabila, is it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, that Kedushnus and Teifus, b'chai v'lav. Ike beinayu be'ula l'koyin godl. So Agamore says, l'maise, a nafkemina between, Rab Shimon ben Menashe and Shimon HaTemoni will be a bula l'koyin godol, that if it look according to Rab Yeshevov, Kedushin is toifis, because it's a chayvei eser d'ein eshova bakel. Perish bekuntres, how do you have a bula l'koyin godol? Bula shaloi kedalke. She was a bula shaloi kedalke. She's a psula. It was ma'anisa. And she's a bula. V'koshe frektach toisvis, that's not too good. The plukte the rameya the rabbi lozer he be perikabol yevimtoi. There's a machloikis, rameya and rabbi lozer, if abula shaloike darka is also lekoyin godol. Iksheira lekoyin godol. And according to rameya, abula shaloike darka is kosher to koyin godol. So now we're in hot water. So memele, we have to find a case that there's a chayvei eser she'ein yishove bakel, and according to Shimon Menashe, there's no knas because ein ruyeloi. Now, there's no such thing. The only chayvei eser is bula l'koyin godol, and she only is also l'koyin godol of sabula kedalke. So Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe is not speaking about a bula kedalke because then she's not a psula. So in a bula shaloi kedalke is muta l'koyin godol. So our Gemara should have continued the kasha. V'avle l'meime ul'rame yedo omak sheir l'koyin godol. Ma'ika l'meime k'dekoma ul'rabi ki v'do omak d'ein k'dushin that yesh mamzim echai v'lavim. So why didn't the Gemara continue this? We didn't solve the problem according to everyone. Vaymeri. So the Ri says, Azateres. The Merabbi Kiva Porir Shaper. When the Gemara asked if Rab Shimon ben Menashe holds with Rabbi Kiva, so what is he moisif on Rab Shimon Atimoni? So that's a good kasha. You know why? Could they look me Rab Shimon ben Menashe shehu basre ki Rabbi Kiva shoye rabbi? The Gemara wanted to assume that Rab Shimon ben Menashe holds like Rabbi Kiva because he was his rebbe. So therefore, the Gemara had a problem. If Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe holds like his Rebbe, so what does he moisif on Shimon HaTimoni? Avol beho, but now you're asking a kasha. Listen, if he holds like Rabbi Meir, so what does he moisif on Shimon HaTimoni? Bolei chayi shipole gramei Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe. He doesn't know. That's a teretz. He doesn't know the gramei. Finished. A good talk. Shalom al Yisrael. Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish. Rabbeinu Chananel is choylik on Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Bu'ula l'koyin godol is speaking about as follows. The hochel loy mayri bu'ula meyacher, elo b'koyin godol sh'onas psula gemure. A koyin godol was ma'anis a psula. Now, after he was ma'anisar, now she's a ba'ula. Is she ru'yoloi? Yes or no? She's not ru'yoloi. Because ba'ulas atzmoi is also osa for Kohen Gadol to marry. If it wasn't the ba'ulai de'ishes. That's what the Gemara means. A Gemara does not mean that someone else was Baal Ha. Our Gemara means that the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anisa, and now we'll clarify Shailas there, Chi of Knas. Because this is an Isha that's Ein Ruyaloi. He's not allowed to marry her. When Echnan Lepirish Tochele Mayri Bebula Meyachel, but Kohen Gadol Sha'onas Psula Gmure. For Loi Chashiva Ruya Lekaima, she is not considered Ruya Lekaima, according to Rav Shimon ben Menashe. Frektach toisves afal gav da omar barboa yevimtoi anusas atzmoi imefutas atzmoi lo yiso, you're not allowed to marry min ha-toire ve'im nosa nosi, but if he married her, he doesn't have to give her a get. So memele, so if it's nosa nosi, teisok tamoyo de kekashe, why isn't she called ru'uyo lekaimo? If you marry her, you can remain with her. But since she's not permitted to marry her, is V'oi dekom ha'rosa mosiv rove, v'loi siya le'isha, be'isha ha'ru'u yoloi, prat almone le'koyin godl. That if a koyin godl was ma'anis almone, so she's ain't ru'u yoloi. V'ayt de gemara eichidomi, ileima b'chedarke, if it was ma'anis ha'chedarke, so why do you have to say davke an almone is nitroy loy my irye mishum almone teipik lay da havi lo ba'ulo? So you have an offer in the Gemara. The Gemara says over there that if a kohen gadol is ma'anis an isha, automatically she's ein ruya loy. Mashme de bulas atzmai asura loy min ha'toire. She's also min ha'toire and she's called ein ruya loy. The more is, why do you need a mono le kain godol? Typically, that every kain godol is ma'anis anisha, automatically she's saying, the ruyele als bula sasma. Rabbeinu Tam loy pirish kain. Rabbeinu Tam does not say like the Rabbeinu Chananel.